And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
So yesterday, I pick up my kids. They go to an in-home daycare while I'm here at work, and then I pick them up right after the show. I literally had not walked in the door yet. Can we go swimming? Can we have a play date? Where are we going today? What are we doing? Mom, I'm bored. I haven't even picked you up. We've been in each other's presence for approximately 14 seconds.
Right.
And they're
right.
already bored.
Yeah.
They have not done anything. They've only been out of school for, what, 3 weeks now?
Entertain me, Mom. Come on.
Non-stop.
Right.
We want to go to the pool. We're bored. We don't want to have to do a spelling test. Okay, that may have been
You give them spelling tests?
Yes, I do.
Wait a second.
I don't want
what?
Them,
you
don't
give
them
spelling. Oh, I don't want them to summer slip now.
Yes. I want them to go in. And because they're basically at the same level, one's in going into second grade, the other one's going into first grade, you can kind of work the same sight words and the same spelling words. They're close. I do. I make them do spelling tests every day in the summer.
I asked Addie if Grandma should give her math homework this summer. She looked at me like I was from Pluto the other day.
I know. Worst mom ever. But it takes 5 minutes. That's 5 minutes, and then we go to the pool for 2 hours.
Okay, kids. Before you go to the pool today, you're going to have to answer 5 spelling words correctly.
The fun to lame ratio is right. in their favor. I mean, let's be real. But it was funny because
does anybody else do this? I mean, come on, what?
All my friends were complaining. They're like, the kids have only been home a couple of weeks and they're already driving me nuts. Is it time for school to start? And I thought we need some sort of mom venting line.
Right.
Like we can just get it out. Complain about the kids.
Sure. Sure. We'll open up the parent vent line 576-7102. And I want to know if anybody else gives their kids homework over the summer.
Oh, yeah.
You're running Montessori school at your place.
They do book reports, too. While they're at the in-home daycare, she'll have them pick a topic. Like the other day, my second grader did a book report on flowers. She got to pick what she wanted to do. She picked flowers, and so she did a little book report on it.
Wow. Well, look at you. I do admit that, Addie, we've gone to the library.
Yeah.
And done a lot of reading this summer.
That's good.
But not anything crazy. Let's go to the phones, though. Again, 576-7102. Hi, the show. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Renee.
Hey, Renee. How old are your kids?
My kids are 7 and will be 5 next month.
Oh, so they are home. They're mm-hmm. home with you.
Oh, they're home. Yes.
They're old. They're around.
Precious blessings. Yes, they're home. I will say our kids, we take them to do something, you know, say in the morning for 2 or 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
We can't even get done with that. And we're on to, what are we doing next fun?
Yes.
And the other day, we had a vacation Bible school in the morning, and then we were going to a birthday party at 3. Well, what's after the birthday party?
Right.
You're like, yeah, is this not good enough for you?
And what's in between? Where are we going to stop in between
right.
those?
I said, we're going home to chill in between. So we eat lunch.
Yes, and breathe for 5 minutes.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, you settle your role, kid. Come on, you need every day filled with something? Come on, what do you think?
Right. I'm not here to entertain you.
But the question is, do you give Renee your kids homework for the summer?
No.
Okay, well, there you go.
My husband would.
Yeah.
But I don't. Because that means that's work for me.
Then you'd have to grade the papers.
Yeah, right. It makes more work for you. Renee, good call. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's go here to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. My son's going into third grade, and he's got a packet he actually has to do this summer of math and writing and reading. And I think it's good. It stimulates their brains over the summer so they're ready for school next year.
Yeah. Now, did that come from the school, or is it something that you put together?
No, it came from the school.
Oh, good. I wish ours had done that.
Interesting. What area of the city are you in?
Olathe.
Olathe, okay. Wow. And so is this something, have you incentivized this? Have you said, okay, if you complete X or Y, you can go to the pool, go to the movies, go to that stuff? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, otherwise they're not going to sit down and do it on their own. I mean,
come on.
Well, and it doesn't take that long. I mean, for me, it's not like we're sitting there for the entire, you know, 3-4 hours doing homework. It's like, you know,
a
quick little spelling
test. You're not running
test.
A homeschool there for
no,
half
I
the day.
No, I do not have the intelligence to do homeschooling. I can't do the math.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, good call. Appreciate it. Thank you much.
Thanks.
That's enlightening there. I like that. Let's go here. The show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your kids have any homework for the summer, or what are they up to?
My son's 14, mm-hmm. and I make him read 50 pages of a book a day and then write about what he read. And then either go outside and ride his bike for an hour or go lift weights for an hour. And then work on his scout stuff for his, he's going to scout camp in July, and he's got merit badge stuff that he's got to do before it for an hour before he can watch TV and play.
Yeah. You know, I like that. I like that you have him go outside and do stuff. And thank you for the call there. Make sure you turn your radio down when you call the show, by the way. But to go outside and actually do something physical in the outdoors, that's a good thing to do.
Well, that's what I do just to wear them out. Like yesterday, and we just, we have a little inflatable pool in the backyard. I let them play in it for like 2 hours because the theory is then after that 2 hours, they will be tired enough to come in and have some quiet time. Please.
Right, a.k.a. fall asleep.
A.k.a. mommy needs a nap. And so I need you to be very tired.
All right, let's...
We have time for one more caller.
I think we do here. Hey, good morning to the show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey there, do your kids have homework for the summer?
Well, they're not really my kids. They're actually my niece and nephew. But I just thought it was, you know, kind of interesting how I get to be the summer parent to them.
Oh, you do? So you have to come up with things for them to do, your niece and nephew. And have you, is it educational stuff? You're sending them outside to play? What are you doing with them?
Yeah, it's kind of mostly play stuff because I got my sister on one end saying, well, the kids want to spend time with you. They're begging to spend time with you. And then I get the kids on the other end saying, Mom says that you're going to take us to do this. And you're going to take us to do that. So it's kind of a setup.
It kind of is. You're the good aunt that just got babysitting duty hoisted on her.
Yeah, it's kind of a setup.
Yeah, that's
really fun.
That's actually a smart idea, and I think I'm going to steal that. Grandma, they miss you. Right. They want it. They really want to do a sleepover with you and, you know, spend the weekend with Grandma.
They just yearn for more time with their favorite aunt. That's all.
I actually spent the baseball game with them last night.
Oh, good.
Took him to a baseball game. My sister tried to get out of it because I went with work, and their dad came into town, and she gave her ticket to him. Well, there ended up being extra tickets, so, dragged her along, too.
Yeah, there you go. See, it just they take you everywhere. You're the nanny now. Yeah. That's it. You're just the
au pair. Unpaid nanny.
That's good.
Exactly.
All right, very good. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. The parents venting line for the summer. I like that.
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.